Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Covering both sides of the big issues with the analysis you trust on News Radio 1040 WHO.
One of the hot topics has been the legalization of marijuana in our state. It is all around us. But on the Davidson Family Dentistry Newsmaker line, we have an advocate for the marijuana industry and a host of a TV show and podcast called Weed and Whiskey. On the line with us is the J-Man. Getting ready to talk to us. It's Jerry J-Man Joyner. Jerry, welcome to the show. You have an interesting idea that President Biden might be behind trying to make the legalization of marijuana nationwide. I'm curious. Let's go.
Well, that'd be great if they would do that, because the first thing I believe, Max and Amy, would happen is it would virtually eliminate the illegal marketplace for marijuana. 70% of Americans believe adult use cannabis should be legal, but we still have a huge illegal market where a bunch of bad products are at.
But Jerry, does the illegal market disappear when marijuana is legalized in other states? Because it's my understanding it doesn't.
It doesn't, because when we say it's legalized for adult use or medical use, 24 states have now allowed adult use. There's still a thriving illicit market because it's on a federal level, is not legal. Now, what they're talking about doing is rescheduling. Right now, marijuana is scheduled as a Schedule I drug, the same as heroin, LSD, and ecstasy. And they want to move it to Schedule III, which is steroids, testosterone, ketamine, and Tylenol. Mm-hmm. And what that would do is eliminate the IRS's 280E tax provision, where legal marijuana businesses can't deduct their ordinary operating expenses off their taxes.
Okay.
So it would allow them to become more profitable. See, they're having a huge time because there's a lot of marijuana out there, and the price keeps going down for the legal people, because here in Texas, it's still cheaper to buy. You can't buy it legally. But, you know, in Iowa, where y'all are at, there's something called Delta 9 that's it'll get you high, and it's in convenience store everywhere. I read that even children can buy this in Iowa, and I think that's wrong. Y'all need to change that law.
No, and I think that is something that the advocates here in our state have been standing on, because there have been individuals who have used synthetic marijuana and have found themselves in a dangerous health predicament. And it's interesting that you talk about the reclassification of this. When marijuana has been classified along with the likes of heroin and other hard drugs that don't have any medicinal purposes really any longer, but marijuana then is used medicinally. So medicinally, you can purchase marijuana here in our state if you have a medical card. Go ahead.
I think there's 5 dispensaries or something like that. It's a very limited program, even for the medical in Iowa. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. And to my question earlier, my concern is if it's legalized in our state and we tax it and regulate it, and the cost to produce it on a recreational level become high, and the price of it gets so high, the black market will continue to sell it at a cheaper price. That's what we're seeing happening in Colorado, as the governments are kind of making this a money grab.
Sure. In New York, same situation.
Right.
Let's compare it to when we eliminated prohibition. So when alcohol became legal, nobody bootlegged hardly anymore. Well, they got a TV show about some bootleggers up in the hills, but for the most part, nobody illegally goes and buys their alcohol anymore, do they?
Right. Yeah, but now it's, back then it wasn't taxed at the rate that it is in some of these states. So that would be my concern for Iowa. Great. Hey, how could people find your show?
We're on Roku, we're on Spotify, or you could just go to weedandwhiskey.tv.
All right. Jerry J-Man Joyner joining us on the Max and Amy Show. Thanks for your time today.
You got it. Anytime, guys.
Take care.
Thanks.